Hello everyone, welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. Today, we speak with Mario Sylvester Roche, the Chief Operating Officer of Domestic Fund Services at KFin Technologies, about issues in updating nomination in mutual funds and also in transmission of mutual funds. KFin Technologies is a technology-driven financial services platform. As one of the two RTAs or Register and Transfer Agents for the mutual fund industry, it provides many investor solutions, including origination of transactions and processing of mutual funds. In short, it forms the backbone of such transactions. KFin Technologies is also the largest issuer solutions provider in the capital market space based on the number of clients served, and it was appointed as the registrar for the LIC IPO that happened in 2022. Hi, Mario. Welcome to this episode of Simply Save. Nice to have you here.
Hi, Malik. Thanks for this opportunity. Thanks for inviting me for this discussion.
As per data released by SEBI, 27% of jointly held MF folios neither have nomination and nor have they opted out of nomination. So is this essentially because it's been difficult for jointly held folios to update their nomination online? And, do we expect the thing to, the situation to get any better?
Yeah, Malik, thanks for the question. So Malik, the nomination is actually primarily taken because if there's any demise and the transmission of units have to be requested, the units should not be unallocated to any other person and it should not go into unclaimed. That was the primary reason for nomination. While in jointly account folios, if you look at the overall process, the first right of those units will go to the surviving holder. So essentially, a requirement of nomination is not necessary in a jointly account folios. That is the first premise because of which there was no major push. Secondly, in a jointly held folios, till before recently, 1 year back, there was no mandatory requirement that both the holder's folio mobile number and email ID has to be captured in the folios.
Okay.
The family flagging has started recently, over a year back, where the folio, where the primary holder has to declare the mobile and email ID of his family members. So in any online process, if you have to process any transaction, be it a commercial transaction or non-commercial, you need to authenticate yourself by an OTP.
Right.
And in jointly folios, both account holders have to authenticate by an OTP on their respective mobiles. Since capturing of mobile number was not mandatory, we have not pushed for that particular nomination facility online. However, our decision was complemented by the recently issued advisory from SEBI. They might be coming out with a circular very soon that jointly held folios may not nominate in future as well. This was released somewhere around, if I'm right, around 27th of February.
Right. I agree with your logic. Like, unlike in a folio that's singly held, in a jointly held folio, you have at least one other joint holder, if not more. So there are people who would like to have a nominee despite also having a joint holder. So for people like this, is nomination going to be easy? Are, things going to change for them so that they can at least do it smoothly online?
Yes. In fact, there can be three joint account holders in any folio as of now, as we speak. But then as of now, the facility is only through an offline mode, which they have to go and sign. All three of the holders can sign on the application form and submit it. Even connecting to your question of MF Central as well, there also, there is no facility of online nomination for a jointly held folios.
Okay. So if I get it correctly, like if, say, for example, we talk about KFintech, if I have a singly held folio, I can do the entire process online. But if it is a jointly held folio, I can't do it online. I have to do it only via the this physical, like I fill a physical form and submit that.
Correct. And not only in KFintech, this is an industry practice as of now.
Okay. Is the tech changes that are needed in the back end very different for jointly held folios? Like, of course, numbers have not been captured and emails have not been captured. But is it possible to provide a provision where investors who are interested in updating their nomination can update these details so that they can update their nomination? I mean, would it require a lot of work at the back end, or is it a small tech change.
While today we are capturing the mobile numbers, sending an OTP and receiving the acceptance would not be a bigger change to do. Implementation would be not so easy, but then possible, I would say. The only thing is, should we make that effort when we are expecting this new circular is one point that I want
okay.
to make. Second, incrementally also, if you do it, the
right.
second holder's mobile number or a third holder's mobile number as a percentage to the overall folios that we have is minuscule for now, because we started that just a year back.
So I'm actually referring to the other set of people, and for people who have historically been investing in mutual funds, and like you said, where the system itself didn't require them to provide these details, for those kinds of investors, do you think it will be a lot of tech change where they are given an option to update now the details of all the joint holders so that they can update the nomination? Is that a big change?
So in terms of the backend readiness, I think we are ready. So
okay.
the possibility of updating a mobile number for all the holders is now enabled for existing as well as new investors. Only thing is the implementation would take a lot of time because we need to send out communication to investor, or investor awareness has to be created to come and update the mobile numbers and then enable the online facility
okay.
for them to update.
Got it. So for now, it would be perhaps easier for these people to just fill a physical form and do it. That would be a better way to do it.
Yes.
Got it.
Even if the circular is formally released by SEBI on non-requirement of the nomination, still customers might feel that they have to have a nomination. That possibility is also there. So we'll have to keep that in mind. We are also enabling our systems. Not that we are rigid in terms of not allowing anyone, but it will take a lot of time. And that is what we're expecting. A lot of time, not for implementation of technology, but a lot of time in terms of execution of the entire process. Updation of mobile number or email ID and awareness creation and all of that.
Okay, got it. Sure, Mario. Then, Mario, kind of shifting from this thing about nomination and coming to the next step, which is like transmission. So say the investors already passed away and now, the folios have to be passed on to the surviving family. Now, my understanding is today each AMC, each mutual fund house, they follow their own process for transmission and perhaps they even ask for a different set of documents. So if you could just explain, is that really the case? And if yes, why is that the case?
So Malik, no, I think few of the most regulated process is transmission as well. AMFI has clearly guided RTAs and AMCs on a couple of processes, and transmission is one of them. It is completely standardized, prescribed by AMFI, and the standard form is also available to be downloaded from AMFI site or from all the websites of AMCs and RTAs.
Okay.
The only, in terms of handling, maybe few of the AMCs would ask us to do a QR code scan for authenticity of the death claim, a death certificate, sorry, not the claim, death certificate.
And what exactly is this QR scan that you're talking about? If you could explain that.
So every death certificate issued by the government of respective state would have a QR code on it.
Okay.
So if you scan that QR code, it will tell me whether that certificate is authentic or not. Because that is an area where it is susceptible to fraud.
Okay, got it.
So few of the AMCs insist us to validate the death certificate through a QR code. But the challenge that we are facing is not all governments have enabled the QR code facility on the death certificates. And some of the times the websites do not work.
Okay.
So that is the only difference between an AMC to AMC handling of a process, transmission process. Otherwise, the documentation requirement, the form requirement, the process of shifting units to a surviving holder, first joint surviving holder or a second joint surviving holder, then to nomination as per the percentage is all the same.
Then one other question, in the case of updating nomination, I can either go to KFintech and go to CAMS and do it for the AMCs that the two RTAs deal with. Alternatively, I can go to MF Central and MFU, and because those are industry platforms, I'm able to do it across RTAs. Is it similar for transmission? And
you can go to MF Central and request for transmission of units for all the AMCs across the industry, be it CAMS or be it servicing by CAMS or KFin. That facility is available in MF Central.
Okay. Okay, got
But
it.
if they come to the respective platforms, then it'll be KFin service funds and CAM service funds.
Okay, got it. Do we have everything being done online today, both at KFintech, MF Central, rather at all three, KFintech, CAMS, and MF Central, or are there still parts of this transmission process which are not fully online?
Yes. So first of all, it is transmission requests are not online at KFintech platform or CAMS. It is only MF Central platform that is enabled for online process.
Oh, okay. But when
So,
you,
and
yeah,
in the
sorry.
process itself, it is not end-to-end online process because there are a lot of checks and balances that has to be done. The request can be sent online to us. And then the verification and the doc and the processing is partially manual as well. Request is sent online, like I said, and that will the scan copies of the documents is anyway pushed to the RTAs for
Okay.
verification. So the entire case for an investor is an online. But when it comes to the backend process, there's a physical verification that has to be done in terms of the documentation correctness and the fulfillment of all the documents.
Do the AMFI guidelines or rules, do they also specify like a timeline to by when, the transmission process should be completed from the time it is received? Is there like a time deadline to it?
Yes, AMFIS prescribes SLAs and TATs across all requests and transmission, if I'm right, has a 10-day TAT across requests, across all
Okay.
AMCs. It's a standard
Okay.
TAT of 10 days. But then we try to accomplish it within 10 days itself, much lesser than 10 days.
Okay. But typically for something like transmission, not the other request, transmission, because like you say, you have to check that there is no fraud and whatnot. Does it really typically happen at the industry level within 10 days, like any transmission request?
Yes, it happens because we ideally check the PAN for any debarment by SEBI or any other regulation, then check for that PAN for claimant's PAN for any other wrongdoings that is there, then fulfill that. And the first step that we do as KFin, whenever a request comes for one fund, we freeze that folio and all the funds till the time we get a request for all the we request for transmission across all the funds. That's because we don't want
Right.
any customer to come and redeem any of the funds or request for redemption of the funds. Anyway, if they even if they redeem, we catch hold of them.
Got it. Mario, thanks so much for your time and thanks a lot for this very useful information, especially on transmission of mutual funds.
Thank you, Malik. Thanks for having me again.
And with that, we wrap up this episode of Simply Save. For more news, views, and updates, do log into moneycontrol.com.